It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Good morning. Welcome to Lincoln County Connections. Thanks for joining us today. Every Thursday at 9 a.m., Lincoln County Connections talks to people, talks about news, talks about events all related to Lincoln County government. And on the program today, Lincoln County's emergency manager, Jenny Damaris. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on the program. One of the things that Jenny and I are going to drill into today are these new tsunami inundation maps that are coming out by Dagami. Looking really nice. Obviously, updated tsunami inundation zones, and that's going to be very important for folks to check out. And Jenny, before we kind of launch into the maps, maybe we could talk briefly about emergency management and just why you're here and generally what kind of resource you are for the community. So emergency management has really been around a long time, but you really are the new emergency manager.
Right. For the past 3 years, emergency management has been under the office of the your Lincoln County Sheriff. And I've been in my position now just over a year. And one of the primary focuses of my job, I sort of have three different roles. One is being the advocate for our citizens of Lincoln County to ensure that the preparedness tools and resources and items are there for them during that education process. Secondly, I act as a liaison in between our county jurisdiction, city districts, fire districts, and then I also act as a liaison to the state agencies on their behalf during the times of response or during preparedness efforts. I'm also responsible for the emergency management plan that I work in conjunction with, like, the Public Health Services, Neil Jensen, to ensure that all of those hazards that we are prone to in Lincoln County have been addressed and that we have a plan that addresses those.
Yeah, I think we've really had some events since you've been on board, and you've definitely been out there in the news and your public outreach and all the things that you're doing are really taking emergency management to the next level. Last year with our storms and FEMA coming in, for those that have, you know, watched Hurricane Sandy unfold, really when we had, you know, that storm strike the coast and there was all the damage, really your role when I saw you was working with FEMA too. I mean, you step into that and say,
right,
I'm going to advocate for Lincoln County, going around with these individuals. I mean, I think that really took emergency management maybe to a new level lately in public awareness. Would you agree?
I would agree. And I was out there beating the streets, looking at the addresses, working with the FEMA representatives as any county emergency manager would do. And as I said, really acting on the behalf of those jurisdictions. When it comes to their public infrastructure, they really do their own one-to-one conversations with FEMA. But when it comes to the individual residences and having their buildings looked at for a damage assessment, you know, I work with that city jurisdiction, but really I'm there as their lead point of contact. So, and for example, we didn't feel that we got a fair shake when FEMA came to do their first initial damage assessment. And so myself and other counties that are adjacent to us went back to Oregon Emergency Management and said, you know, this isn't right. We didn't have enough time. And then we were actually able to secure an additional day that they came back later to do more touring of our damaged homes. Once again, we still didn't get our presidential individual damage assessment or damage declaration, but it showed that we have true advocates here in Lincoln County.
Yeah, really, I think that illustrated how important emergency management fills in for everybody, because not everybody's got the resources or maybe working more to have,
right,
you know, individual PIOs or designated emergency managers within their jurisdictions.
Exactly. And the other thing is, too, is, you know, part of my job is, you know, probably 75% of my job is communication. I am filtering in information from all different state and federal agencies. I filter it down, determine what's really important for our local jurisdictions, and then, you know, feed that back out to them and keep them apprised of things that are really important, especially anything that has to do with grants that might be available for us. And then bringing things to their attention so they don't forget. Most of our fire chiefs are all working fire chiefs. And even with law enforcement, we see cutbacks all the time. And so within the cities, they don't have time for full-time emergency management people. And that's where we help fill the gap at the sheriff's office to help them with that planning.
Yes, we're talking to Virginia Damaris. She's Lincoln County's emergency manager. We're going to take a quick break, but stay with us because when we come back, I think before we get into the maps, talk briefly about the public outreach tools that you use
right,
and how people can be aware of the things that are happening, like this radio station, for example. But and we'll talk about the maps as well. So thanks for joining us, and we'll be back after this short break.
Is your office supply store like Hall's Office Supply in Lincoln City? Does your office supply store carry art supplies like Hall's? Does your office supply store help you with your copy needs like Hall's? Does your office supply store look up forms and inkjets you need like Hall's Office Supply? One final question, does your office supply store deliver to your home or business anywhere from Pacific City to Glen Eden Beach? Hall's Office Supply of Lincoln City really does it all. That's Hall's.
It seems like it was just yesterday. Philomena O'Brien and Tara Clark from Nana's Irish Pub in Newport.
You believe it's been 5 years already?
Tara, what do you think we should do? I think we need to have a weekend of entertainment.
Yeah, that sounds great. We can get a lot of different artists to play music.
Oh, I know the perfect person. Siobhan O'Brien. She's fabulous. We'll have her come.
Could she come all the way from Ireland?
Oh, we'll bring her out here. This is a big event.
That would be so great.
And then I was thinking of something for the people coming in. We can give out free raffle tickets.
Yeah, we can get special t-shirts made up just for the 5th anniversary.
Oh, and send out the postcards that are worth $5 each off of your food. Oh, and I think we can get Henry Cooper to play on the Friday night and Leonard Maxon, and boy, that'll rock the place. Of course, we'll have so many food specials. January 11th and 12th. Oh, yeah, Tara, it's going to be so much fun because we're going to have our stage out on the patio. We'll have it enclosed. It'll be like St. Patrick's Day in January.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Don't miss the 5th anniversary celebration at Nana's Irish Pub, 3rd and Coast Street in Newport, January 11th and 12th.
The Start Fresh and Save event is on at the Home Depot, where you can get free whole home basic carpet installation when you carpet 3 rooms or more. Only the Home Depot has Soft Spring, the new carpet that's durable and softer than ever. So roll out your plans today with free installation when you carpet 3 rooms or more. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through March 6th on basic installation, U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
I'm like a bloodhound. I can sniff out a refund.
Meet Kimberly Artisan, part bloodhound, part H&R Block tax professional.
We have this awesome program called The Second Look. We can look at tax returns, and we can make sure that they got all of the tax credits that they're allowed.
We'll look 3 years back. If we find any missed money, we'll refile to get back everything you deserve. Answer a few simple questions at hrblock.com/second look to see if you might have left money on the table. Fees apply for corrected or amended returns. Results vary. Offer expires April 30th, 2013.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections on KBCH, KWDP, and KNPT.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. I have the opportunity to work with our guest today, Virginia Damaris. She's Lincoln County's Emergency Manager. And then we're working our way towards the new tsunami inundation maps. But Virginia, or Jenny, I think maybe we should at least state that we have these public outreach tools. One of them that you've pushed is Everbridge, because folks want us to stay in the know when disaster is striking. And talk about what you might feel are those primary ways people can stay informed.
Well, as you mentioned, Lincoln County has a mass notification system. It's been in place now for over a year, and it's referred to as Everbridge Citizen Alert. And the best way to find that is to go to the Lincoln County or the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office homepage, and you'll find a box there that says Citizen Alert. Mm-hmm. And what I would encourage you to do is to sign up and create your own profile, just so the citizens know that all the landline numbers that are in our 911 database are already built into Everbridge. But we encourage citizens to create their own profile for a couple of reasons. One, if there's something that we need to warn you in advance and you're not at home at the landline number and you have a cell phone number or an alternate family member, even someone out of the area that would know how to get a hold of you, we can warn you about that ahead of time. If there's a need for an evacuation, then we can notify you of that. But when it's safe to come back to your homes, by creating your own profile, we'll have that alternate contact information that will be able to reach you. But that's just one of the outreach methods. For those that want to have the earthquake information or the tsunami, you can go to our Lincoln County Sheriff's Office Emergency Management page, and on there you'll find links to be able to sign up for those type of applications that you'll get notifications directly to your email or to a text type device.
Yeah, and then of course right now you're listening to us on a terrestrial broadcast, or you may be streaming us online at KBCH or KNPT and KWDP. So the radio is another resource, one of our partners that we communicate to. But, you know, something needs to be said that, you know, all of these infrastructures could potentially fail. They are physical structures. So I think when it comes down to it, too, we always profess that personal preparation.
Absolutely. Yeah, one of the most important things you can do is have your personal readiness kit in your car for a minimum of 3 days. If you want to do it right, I would really have a kit in your car that's going to last you 5 days, and then work on that extra surplus of food and water or cash that you would have at your house. And what the science that we're seeing from the Japanese earthquake is that our coastline is very similar to theirs. Mm-hmm. And what they found is a lot of their wooden structures survived the earthquake. They might be moderately or, you know, minorly damaged, but for the most part, they were still habitable. Now, of course, they didn't have infrastructure, power, and water, but then that's your place of shelter. And so I would encourage you to think about the food and water supply cache that you have in your home, and always have a to-go kit somewhere near your front door or a back door, so that if you needed to evacuate your home in a hurry, you would have that to-go kit ready to go, and then grab the one that's in your car if you're not able to drive your car to another safe area.
Yeah, personal preparation, self-reliance, very, very key to survival. So let's move into the maps. We've got new inundation maps, and how long has this been in the works? Because I know I've seen it discussed at the periphery. It's not something that's just happened overnight. And why does it take time to make these new maps?
So first of all, I'll just kind of explain what the process has been with the state of Oregon, and just know that the state of Oregon Department of Geology and Mineral Industries, and they are referred to, their acronym would be DGAMI. Mm-hmm. And so when we say DGAMI, that's the department in the state that we're speaking about. They have been in the process over the last, probably year and a half, doing what's referred to as LIDAR mapping. And so mm-hmm. that's literally a very specific type of measurements that they do of the coastline. And then also, too, they have been doing sort of archaeology research, if you will, by taking core samples along the current inundation area and then valuing that to determine historical references of prior tsunamis that they also matched up with information from coastlines across the ocean from us, and then they were able to match up that information. So mm-hmm. in my opinion, everything that I've seen in the last year and a half, I feel really good about the information that's coming to us. I feel that it's valued, that I can rely on it, and I feel confident that what they're telling us is true, and that's how we should make our planning efforts. So within the state of Oregon, Lincoln County is one of the last counties to finish that LIDAR mapping, and once that LIDAR mapping is done, then they're actually able to recreate or revise our current tsunami inundation maps. And what you will also see is we'll have improved maps, more detailed, and more areas in Lincoln County will now actually have a map. The way that the process is working is they take those community leadership individuals and public safety in the cities, and then we sit down and go over that map inch by inch by inch and determine where is the most appropriate evacuation assembly area. Mm-hmm. And I want to clarify that as a definition. It is not a shelter. There's three different things you need to think about. There is the true American Red Cross shelter, where you will receive food and a place to sleep and some minor medical attention. Then there's just a standard evacuation site or shelter where it's probably not an organized area, but it could be a building that you're seeking shelter in. And then there's the third one that we refer to as an evacuation assembly area. That could be just an open field, a parking lot, a playground area, a building, a wide spot in the road. Yeah. And at that junction, you will not find governmental resources to support you. What the expectation is, if you are in the inundation zone and you need to evacuate, you take your to-go kit with you that should have enough supplies for 3 to 5 days for you and the people in your party, and that's what you will survive on while you're at that tsunami evacuation assembly area. It is not going to be a place where public safety officials are going to be there to help shelter you or take care of you or provide you with food and water.
Yeah, and with that being said, maybe that shouldn't be something that's necessarily expected, because the degree of the disaster could nullify emergency responders to even get to assembly areas.
Right, and what the public needs to anticipate, it's going to take approximately 3 days for city, county, public safety agencies to sort of get up and running again. You have to keep in mind their infrastructure is also going to be damaged or potentially not working. They have their own families to think about. They have to determine what resources they have available. They have to reinstitute their command structure. Who survived? Who do we have? Put their team back together again. Start developing the communications, what's working, start communicating with themselves within their city or within their fire district or back to the county. And then we start developing that resource list of what's damaged, who needs help, what's the most critical areas, what's our critical infrastructure, and what resources do we have to share.
Okay, we're talking to Virginia Damaris. We're talking about the new tsunami inundation maps that are being released by Dogami. When we come back to the program, let's talk about how you and your family can take a map and make a plan and look at where you might evacuate. So we'll be back in just a moment. Thanks for joining us on Lincoln County Connections.
The fluorescent bulb, as we've known it for many years, is almost a thing of the past. Today, Mills Ace Hardware in Lincoln City says light up the home and office and save money and our nation's energy. A five-pack of Ace CFL bulbs, just $5.99. Each bulb with an average life of 8,000 hours. It may be the last time you'll replace many of the bulbs that light up your life. Mills Ace Hardware, two stores in Lincoln City to serve you. Ace really is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
If you're a North Lincoln Sanitary customer and have any questions about trash pickup, let Lexi bring you up to date.
If you are online, there are two ways you can check quickly about your trash service, NorthLincolnSanitary.com or our new North Lincoln Sanitary page on Facebook. We keep both of these updated with our schedules, as well as notices of special events like our household hazardous waste drop-off event. So give us a visit and don't forget to like us on Facebook.
Twenty-six Lincoln County residents gave the ultimate sacrifice in Vietnam. 26 gave it all, but their names are fading. Help restore the names on the Newport Vietnam Memorial. Sunday afternoon, January 20th, 3 o'clock, join family and friends at the Newport Performing Arts Center for an afternoon of jazz. Nationally known artists will delight all as we remember those that gave their all. Help preserve and refresh the Newport Vietnam Memorial. Sunday afternoon, January 20th, 3 o'clock, Newport Performing Arts Center. The radio stations of Yacoona Bay Communications remind you 26 of Lincoln County's finest gave their all. We need to give a few hours.
Lincoln County Connections is back on KNPT, KBCH, and KWDP.
We're back, and thanks for joining us on Lincoln County Connections. I'm Lincoln County's Public Information Officer, Casey Miller. On the program is Virginia Damaris. She's your emergency manager. We've been talking about the new tsunami inundation maps. Now, these are available on Dogami's website, but if you also go to the emergency management section of LincolnCountySheriff.net or Lincoln County's website, I think the icons there will get you to earthquakes and tsunamis. Look for those links. Look for the link in the latest news section to get to the information about the tsunami maps. And be aware that, you know, there are old maps mixed with the new maps. But when you see Newport North and Newport South, those are the newest maps. And these are just such an improvement on what we have.
They are. What I want to really stress is when you take your current tsunami map that you have and you compare it to what the state has done, it is significantly like night and day.
Nice.
So the first fact is the city of Newport's map, which is the only one that's done for Lincoln County, North County is working on theirs, and then South County will be finishing up with them probably about March.
Okay.
But when you look at that, the Newport area has been broken down into two maps, Newport South and Newport North. And the most important component that a family should think about when they're looking at this map is there are now two different zones. So when you look at the map, there's two colors. The orange area is referred to as the distant tsunami evacuation zone. The yellow area is going to be your local tsunami evacuation zone. And what does that mean is that the distant tsunami is coming from an area away from our coastline, not the Cascadia subduction zone earthquake, right? And you have a minimum of 4 hours. That's the closest time frame that we would have for a distant tsunami to reach us. And as we experienced with the March 2011 tsunami, we know that a distant tsunami is not going to have the same significance that a local tsunami would have. So remember, 4 hours warning at a minimum, plenty of time to communicate to our citizens. The inundation area is much less than what you would find with a local tsunami. And then the yellow area being the local tsunami evacuation zone, that's where you're really going to see, depending on the magnitude of the earthquake of Cascadia subduction zone, when that hits our coastline, this is the worst case scenario factor. So when you see that yellow line, that is what the science, the geologists have determined is the worst case scenario for flooding and inundation. And they've also taken into effect high tide and coastal surging.
Gotcha. So that's really the biggest feature that folks really need to look at and finding themselves geographically. Hey, am I in the inundation zone or am I not in
right.
it? You know, in either case, you might want to know where these evacuation areas are anyways, because whether or not the wave might hit your home or your structure, it still might not mean that there isn't damage that may result in you needing to leave your home. I mean,
right.
it's a possibility.
Exactly. Yeah, for a distant tsunami, if you look on the map, majority of our populated areas is not going to have to evacuate. So when we institute an evacuation, a voluntary evacuation, people are going to be able to see on this map for a distant tsunami, I'm not even in that area, so it's a non-event for me. I still need to be aware, continue to listen to emergency communications, but I don't need to evacuate my family for a distant tsunami. If it's a local tsunami, which we all know, the only warning that you need is that the ground is shaking, then that would mean that you need to immediately begin to move to higher ground, and you can clearly see the yellow area. You keep moving out of the yellow area until you're into the green area, which is the outside the hazard area.
So move out of that yellow area.
Correct.
Now, what would you recommend, Jenny, that a family do, making a plan, looking at these maps, involving everybody in the process?
And you know, most time we talk about family planning, it's always about where they live. But really what I want you to do with your family plan is think about where are the places that we spend the most amount of time. We always focus about, oh, I'm at home and I need to practice. Okay,
yeah.
That is true. But where do you go to church? Where are your community groups? Do you have a 4-H group where your son or daughter participate in?
Right.
Where do I work? Do we have a daycare? Making sure that wherever you spend the most amount of time, clearly identify, is it in the tsunami inundation area? Is it distant or local? And what would be the evacuation path? Make sure those children know that this is the direction that you go. This is where I anticipate I will find you when I make my way to get you. And then practice that. And especially at home, if you live in one of those inundation areas, I just implore you to practice in the dark. And see if you really want to do it right, only with a flashlight. And see if you can make your way out of your home, in the dark, outside your front door, yeah. through the garage, find the buttons, get away from the vehicles, and make your way to higher ground, carrying your packs with you.
Gotcha.
And don't do it on a nice, warm, sunny evening. Do it in one of those times where it's really yucky weather. You have to be prepared. The thing is what they say in public safety is you train how you respond. So pick some of the really yucky conditions at night, pick it, walk it, do it, see how much time it really took you to do that, and then you're going to have a much better feeling that you know no matter what the conditions are, you're going to be able to get your family out.
There you have it from Virginia Damaris. She's our emergency manager for Lincoln County. The tsunami inundation maps for Newport, North and South Newport are done. Other
yes.
maps to come for the rest of Lincoln County, they're on the way. It's just a matter of time before we... publicize that those are out there. So thanks for coming on the program, Virginia. If you're interested in finding these maps, please go to the Lincoln County Sheriff website, look for the emergency management buttons, and you'll find everything we've been discussing today. So be safe, make a plan, and remember, it could strike, and just be prepared. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon.
News Talk 1310 AM and 98.3 FM, KNPT, and streaming live at knptam.com.